track three. And now we come to the first of our news stories. Dust settles on Queen Street. Despite initial reservations and with dust now settled from works, trade among several Queen Street businesses appears to have returned to how it was before the work began. This comes as the joint Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council scheme to improve the Newton Abbott Road pauses ahead of the Christmas period. The leader of Teignbridge District Council has said the feedback to the Queen Street scheme has been fantastic. The comment made by Councillor David Palethorpe comes as the scheme pauses for the Christmas shopping period. Devon County Council say the work has been substantially completed, with the final touches being completed in the new year. This project is a great example of the positive partnership working between Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Council to deliver enhancements to an important area of Newton Abbott. The feedback has been fantastic, especially on the improved pedestrian access, making the area more inclusive and enjoyable for all. We'll return in the new year to install trees, planters and hanging baskets, which will further enhance Queen Street's businesses, Councillor Palethorpe added. The changes delivered so far include a new pedestrian and cycle zone covering the section between Albany Street and Courtney Street, two flexible loading bays and widened pavements. Side road crossings have been improved, which will provide additional space and better access to shops and businesses, particularly for less mobile visitors or those with young children in buggies. Daytime works will pause from Saturday, November the 30th, until Thursday, the 2nd of June. Most of the fencing and red barriers will be removed during this time. Upon the contractor's return, Juneberry trees will be planted in seven wooden planters. Flowers in hanging baskets will be added, and cycle parking and additional public seating will be installed. A raised junction with a red-coloured surface to increase driver awareness of the new pedestrian and cycle zone will also be installed opposite Albany Street. Additionally, there will be a new zebra crossing near the War Memorial, and new signs and road markings will be added across the scheme area. Councillor Phil Bullivant, County Councillor for Newton Abbott North, said, "The work which has been done so far looks great, and the addition of the trees and underplanting of other plants in the new year will all help create the feeling of an attractive open space. I also wish to thank local people not only for their patience during the work, but for following the Town Council's recent request earlier this month not to park along the route of the recent Remembrance Day parade prior to the service. It helped ensure the event went ahead without any issues." Councillor Richard Dawes, representative for Ambrook Ward, said, "What is so pitifully sad about the changes to Queen Street is how both Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Council both ignored and misrepresented the traders' and residents' concerns, all of which were clearly articulated. With some real face-to-face meetings and meaningful conversations, the councils could have created a scheme for the town that had broad support. As it happened, they forced an unpopular scheme on the town, on a street that was thriving, as money was burning a hole in their pockets. Now, without any evidence, they seem to want to tell everyone how brilliant it is. The actual impact of the scheme will be seen over the next few years."
Meet and greet with Claude and Kath. Rain didn't deter the great and the good in Teignmouth from popping down to the town's Royal National Lifeboat Institute station on Saturday, the 30th of November, to visit the new lifeboat. The Claude and Kath was brought out of the boathouse to allow visitors to take a closer look at the new B-class Atlantic 85 rigid inflatable lifeboat. Youngsters were able to climb on board and imagine what it must feel like to head out to sea to save lives. RNLI volunteers provided plenty of hot drinks and cakes to help raise additional funds for the charity, which is celebrating its 200th anniversary this year. The Claude and Cath arrived in Tynmouth earlier this month to replace the two Anns, which has been retired after serving for 18 years. The new lifeboat was primarily funded by a legacy gift from Jean Stevenson in memory of her parents, Claude and Cath, with additional donations from the legacy of Jean Kenny.
Prep work starts on Dawlish Water Project. Exploratory work has started in Dawlish ahead of a major South West Water project aimed at improving water quality and reducing reliance on storm overflows. Workers have begun drilling holes in the car park at Sandy Lane this week, and investigations have also taken place on Elm Grove and the Lawn. The exploratory drilling will give South West Water a better idea of the most suitable construction methods for the extensive works and a clearer timeline for the project. SWW hopes this testing will enable engineers to design a tailor-made solution to best meet the town's needs while minimising any disruption in the town as much as possible. SWW plans to build new storm tanks of up to 45 metres in depth under the Lawn and Sandy Park car park, which would store water waste at times of heavy flow. The firm also intends to construct separate drainage systems for sewage and rainwater to reduce reliance on storm overflows and to fix issues where surface water is wrongly seeping into pipework, putting extra strain on the network. Storm overflows are typically used as a safety valve on the wastewater system and are typically used when heavy rain overwhelms the system. A spokesman for SWW said, "If we can keep rainwater out of the main sewage system, it's much less likely that storm overflows will be needed." The project, which is part of a £2.8 billion five-year investment programme, is aimed at improving water quality. It is likely to take between 12 and 14 months to complete, with an official start date planned for January 2025. Residents are worried about how the work will impact on planned summer events, such as the carnival, that usually take place on the lawn and are a key driver of the town's tourism economy. Dawlish Chamber of Trade and Dawlish Town Council are in talks with South West Water to discuss mitigations for traders who will be impacted while the work takes place. Chamber Chair Colin Jolliffe is realistic about the need for the work and said that businesses, residents and local groups had come up with 85 different ideas on ways to make the most of the disruption. South West Water were asked to comment on the exploratory works but did not respond.